Okay, so today, just for a date stamp, it's the 25th, Valentine's Day here in Taiwan.
In China as well.
Oh, in China as well, yeah, okay.
It's all Chinese. Okay. 好，今天是8月25号，农历的7月7号，那祝大家情人节快乐。
It might be Valentine's Day here in Taiwan and China, but actually for Christians, every day is a day of love.
也许呢，对于这个中国人来讲，我们都是7月7号有一个情人节，但是对这个我们基督徒来讲，每一天都是爱之日。
Right, and actually I think often that you know, Satan does create, well, he doesn't create, but he promotes various holidays throughout the year to make things look actually less important than the real thing. For example, if you have special days for Mother's Day and Father's Day and Children's Day and all of this, it actually takes out the emphasis that every day should be like a Mother's Day, every day should be a Father's Day, every day should be a day of love, every day should be Christmas even, really.
就是在我们的这个节日的这种设定上面哦，有的时候似乎会让我们误以为只有这些节庆，比如说母亲节、父亲节、中秋节，甚至圣诞节，这些节日的设定反而会让我们觉得更重要的是每一天都应该是母亲的节，都应该是父亲的节，也都应该是耶稣基督的生日，那真实的意义我们反而把它忘记了。
So even in the Bible, it doesn't say that we should celebrate Christmas Day. It doesn't even give us the date for Christmas, actually.
甚至呢，在我们的圣经里呢，也没有说过我们应该要为耶稣降生的那一天做庆祝。甚至他连哪一天是耶稣的生日都没有记载。
Though, of course, in the Bible, there are particular days put aside for, like, the Jewish festivals, like the day of the Passover.You have the various feasts and the holidays according to the Jewish biblical calendar.
但是圣经反而是有把犹太，就是旧约有把很多犹太的一些节日，包括这个逾越节啊等等的这些节日，反而又很明确的把它写出来。
And I certainly don't think it's wrong to celebrate Christmas. Actually, it's a great opportunity to evangelize to the unbelievers during that Christmas time.
但是听他说，他并不是说反对。来庆祝圣诞节，因为其实圣诞节是一个非常好的一个作为我们传福音的一个机会。
But a lot of the celebrations in the world and every culture and every country has their celebrations are often based on a mythology, which is just not true. Like today's the, you know, the Qi Qi, the Chinese Valentine's Day is based on this mythology, which has nothing to do with God's plan, really.
但是呢，在我们的传统的这些节日里面，比如说今天的七七，农历七七的这个情人节呢，它说实在话就不是那么的符合我们圣经的教导，因为这个的庆贺好像没什么特别的意义。
Yeah, and even in Western civilizations, we have Valentine's Day as well, which is actually based upon this Saint Valentine. He was a great Christian actually, and he was providing the service for people to get married.When the Roman government was saying people should not get married, he was serving a Christian purpose. The man that sort of was the root or the, how do you call it, the focus of Valentine's Day was actually a great Christian.
But you say that Roman didn't want them to get married?
Well, in those days, they wanted the young men to go off to war. There was actually a law that you could not get married. At a certain time when the Saint Valentine's was around and the Romans were saying the young men cannot get married, they have to go to war.But people were coming to St. Valentine secretly and saying, well, can you marry us? And he was doing that.
那有关这个西洋情人节2月14号所庆贺的这个日子呢，它其实这个 Valentine 是一个人的名字，它是一个在当时 How long was it?
Could have been the 5th century or something?
可能是在五世纪的时候的一个人哦。那个他是一个非常伟大的一个基督徒。那当时为什么会庆贺的这个日子，就后来为什么会庆贺，是因为在那个时候罗马帝国根本不希望年轻人结婚，因为他们希望那些年轻人上战场去打仗，就有法令规定年轻人不能结婚，所以很多年轻人他们就私下去找 Valentine 去请他帮忙他们证婚，所以才会有这个情人节的这个产生。
So we see the origins of that Valentine's Day. It has meaning, it has significance.
所以对于这个西洋情人节2月14号来讲呢，这还是有它的意义在的，因为它确实是跟情人有关。
Okay. Rather than the Asian or the Chinese mythology about some people that have now become stars in the sky and things like that. I mean, that's just...I'm sorry, but it's nonsense.
是听说像这个中国情人节7月7号的情人节就变成是依据神话故事而来的，这种说人还变成星星的这个，他就觉得没有什么意义。
Yeah, I mean, it makes a nice story, obviously, but it is really just, it should be treated just like that, just a story.
但是就是当然是一个不错的故事了，但是事实上我们似乎应该把它当作一个故事来看就好。
But anyway, as Christians, you know, we should be celebrating. Every day is a celebration of love. It's a celebration of everything that God has provided for us.
而对于一个基督徒来讲呢，我们其实应该每天都要庆祝我们的日子是为而生，哈，为爱而活。所以我们应该是要以一个基督徒来庆贺充满爱的日子。
For those people that go out on a Valentine's Day and they're looking for the perfect man or the perfect husband, the perfect wife, whatever, we can actually think about our relationship with Christ because as members of the church, we are the bride of Jesus Christ.
而对于就是所谓情人节在讲的是男人女人的一个能够寻找到他美完美的另一半的这个概念呢，我们也可以去思考到就是跟耶稣基督的关系。
And that's the greatest relationship or the greatest marriage that anybody can have is a Christian in Jesus Christ and waiting for that great day when we're going to have this big wedding feast.
就是对基督徒来讲呢，我们在基督里的那个概念，就是我们的跟耶稣基督的关系，我们都在等待的是那一天，当我们可以成为他的新娘的那一个婚礼的日子。
Anyway, that's another doctrine for another day.
但是这个主题呢是另外的一个议题了，我们下次有机会的时候再来谈。
Today we'll be talking about the name of Jehovah, which we began last Sunday.
我们呢今天要继续的谈约和华这个名字。
Okay, but before we begin our studies, we'll do the standard operating procedure of naming our sins to God the Father.
在课程之前我们还是一样要对天父认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for your love that you've shown to us in so many ways.
我们都要感谢天父对我们展现的爱，以各种方式为我们展现的爱。
Including providing everything that we need to be able to study your word, which is your thinking.
首先呢，你的爱展现在让我们能够学习如何的有你的思维。
And we give thanks for the power of the Holy Spirit who teaches us these things now.
而且感谢呢，圣灵他的能量让我们能够去理解这些事情。
We pray that as we focus on the message that these things would become a part of our souls in order that we can live the spiritual life that you've given to us.
同时呢，我们要感谢圣灵的教导，让我们呢能够在我们的魂里面了解神所要教导我们的事情，而让我们有更好的属灵生活。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, on Sunday, we were talking about the name of Jehovah.
礼拜天我们已经开始在谈约和华这个名字。
And the reason we came to this point of the study was because we've been looking at the line of Jesus Christ down from Adam to Christ himself.
我们之所以要来谈这个约和华这个名字，是因为我们在看耶稣基督他所出生的这一条线，从亚当到亚伯拉罕，然后到耶稣基督的这条线。
And we were looking particularly at that part of the line which includes Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
而我们特别要注意的是，从亚伯拉罕到以撒，然后到雅各的这三代。
Because God does declare, or Jehovah declares, that He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为呢，约和华有很清楚的讲，他是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。
And when Jesus Christ comes into the world, He's going to make the statement quite a few times, actually, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent Him. And also he's referring to himself as well.
而耶稣基督呢，他后来降生之后，他也很多次引用这个说法，就是呢，是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神送他来的。
And the way that this is expressed, actually the term I am comes out a lot when Jesus is talking about this. So the relationship between God being the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and the word Jehovah is actually very intimate, very close.So there's a close relationship between this term that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the name Jehovah, which we're looking at right now.
而我们在谈这个约和华这个名字，它其实呢，就跟我们在讲说这个亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各他的神，他们的神，其实是有非常大的关联性的。
So we're going to look at Exodus 3:14-15 again a little bit, and then we can move on from there.
好，所以我们先看出埃及记三章十四十五节。
So just to review a little bit from what we did last Sunday, this is the word you have here on the screen is, well, we say Jehovah, but actually it's very difficult to know how they pronounced it because nobody actually pronounced it.
好，所以我们在这个荧幕上看到的这三就是短短的这个希伯来文哈，其实如果是以英文来讲，是把它翻成 Jehovah。但是呢，对希伯来文来讲，这字是无法被念出来的字，因为它只有子音，没有母音。
Yeah, so there's no vowels. Is that what you said? Okay. Yeah, there's only consonants. And the consonants you have here is what are represented by the little Y. That's the first thing on the right. Remember, you're reading from right to left. And so you have the Y and an H, and there's like a W, and then another H.
我们现在先了解好希伯来文哦，它的念法是从右往左的，所以最右边上的那个角角的那一个，它其实是 Y， 啊，然后是一个 H， 然后中间那一条好像一条线直的哈，那个是 W， 然后再来是一个 H。
Yeah, if you read it this way, it actually looks a bit like highway. If you put the vowels in, but we have to read it backwards.
好。我们如果这样看黑板上的字，你如果从左边往右边看的话，你会以为说是不是 highway 那个高速公路的意思，但是实际上要从右边往左边来看。
And this letter here, which they sometimes call a vav or a wav, so it could be a W or it could be a V sound. Like any language, the sounds of consonants and even nouns, they change over time.
而这个中间的这个一直哈，上面有一个勾的这个字母呢，其实有些希伯来文的学者是念成 W， 有些人是念成像 V 一样的声音。
So that's why we shouldn't be surprised. You could go to a church one Sunday, and you know, I don't recommend jumping around different churches, of course. But one church they might write Jehovah. You go to another church and they write Yahweh, or they sing songs to Yahweh.Bible translations are the same. Some Bible translations, they'll have the word Jehovah. Sometimes it's Yahweh or Yahweh, maybe.
所以呢，你也不用意外，就是你到某些教会呢，他们把它念成 Jehovah， 那有些人把它念成雅维。
And the Jews, of course, they never said this word because they thought it was so holy. And the third commandment says, "You shall not use the name of the Lord in vain."So whenever they would see this word, they would not actually read it out loud, but they would say the word Adonai instead, which just means Lord.
而因此呢，这个犹太人他们在谈到神的时候呢，他们用的是 Adonai.
Yes.
那其实这个字的意思是 Lord, 那个主，就像是仆人称呼他的主人也是用这个字。
As you can see written here, when we refer to this, we can call it the Tetragrammaton, which just means the four letters.
而在这四个字母呢，就是有一个字叫做 tetragrammaton， 它的意思就是说四个字母，所以他们常常有的时候会把它称为那四个字母。
And then as you can see here, it says the archaic form of the third person singular of Hayah. And now we're going to have a look at the word Hayah today, what that means. Archaic means the old. This is the old form.So even this form changed over time. But the words you have here from Hayah is actually, let's just say it's an old form of the third person of this word Hayah.
But it's always third person, right?
Well, no, because, see, he's saying I am. That's the first person.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay. 这个我是那我是好有的时候呢会被写成讲成另外一个是叫哈雅的时候就变成是第三人称所以前面这黑板上写的这个其实是以第一人称的方式的一个名称但是如果是由我们来称呼神的话它 就会变成哈雅就是第三人称
So look at the word 哈雅 When you see a word in the HebrewWhen they give the basic verb, it's always going to be in the third person masculine. That's how they do the verbs in the dictionaries. If you're studying Hebrew, and ever there's a verb,
Right. They
will always put it into the third person masculine.
在希伯来文来讲，如果我们看任何的动词的话，一般都是以第三人称的动词来用的。
Anyway, we probably don't need to get too far into the details, but one thing we do need to understand is the root word.Of the word Jehovah is this word Hayah, you can see on the board now. So this is the root word of the name Jehovah, and the word is Hayah.
好，那我们要了解就是约和华他的这个字的字根，好，是 Hayah。
Now it's a very common word because it just means to be or to exist. So really the basic form is to be.
好，如果说哈亚的话呢，它就变成是 to be， 是 to be 的意思呢，就是说，就是存在的意思。
And as you can see here, like in the King James version here, you see this word appearing 3,502 times in the Old Testament. It's a very common word.
然后你看到这个荧幕上最左下方，它写说，在这个詹姆士国王版本的这个圣经里面啊，这个哈亚就是。
To be, and no, it just means like it can be is, am, are. When it says 3,500, that could mean it can appear in any form. So it could be singular, it could be plural.
But it's talking about God.
No. This is just a normal verb, like is.
Oh, it's just a verb. But Why we mention it?
Well, because that's the root word of the name Jehovah.
Oh.So, but it means is.
Is, yes.
Okay, 好，我再讲一下，就说这个字呢，就是存在，就是或者说，英文里面讲 is 是的那个意思，哈。所以这个字呢，其实是一个非常非常常用的字，它在圣经里面出现了3,502次。
And that's why they translate it, I am who I am. That's how they translate the word Jehovah. This is from Exodus 3:14.Okay.
好，所以呢，我们刚刚讲说，哈亚，它其实就是是的意思，就是我是好的那个是。所以呢，当我们讲这个 HWHY， 它其实是在以希伯来文来说我是，那我是。
The Lord Jesus Christ actually is Jehovah. He is the burning bush that's talking to Moses. And he says, "I am." Well, usually it's a very common thing people say, right?I am a teacher, I am Tim, and you have the other forms, he is, she is, we are. It's used all the time, almost in every sentence.
当耶和华这个名字第一次它的很重要一个出现是当摩西好被耶和华吸引到这个山上的这个着火的那个小树丛的时候他就告诉摩西说我是那我是那这个我是就很像我们平常在讲说哦我是老师啊我是司机的那个我是一样的。
Okay, so when you do see this word hayah, and I'm talking about just the basic verb to be, in English we actually call it a verb to be, you can see here the definition that they give according to the Strong's dictionary. For example, words like to exist, that is be or become, come to pass, for example.
所以呢我们这个字呢它的真实的意义呢其实以英文来讲就是我们刚刚说的 is 就是好或者说 to be 好或者它上面有讲的说
to become,
to become 就是去成为好或者等等的这些意思
This is the Strong's dictionary This is a very famous theological dictionary that's used in seminaries and churches
我们现在看到的解释是称之为 Strong 就是有一个很有名的字典是专门给神学院用的字典叫 Strong
And the first meaning they put up here is to exist And really that's the best meaning that we have to explain this verb right now Especially in relation to the name Jehovah
而我们更清楚的想要讲的就是说这个哈雅它其实最好的一个用的这个英文翻译就是 to exist, 就是存在。
Okay, so let's keep that in mind. You have to remember that the root meaning of the word that is being used to make up the name Jehovah is to exist.
好，所以我们就要了解了耶和华这个名字，它的字在希伯来文里面，字根就是存在的那个字的字根。
And here we see it. This is in Exodus 3:14.God had sent Moses off to the people, and then Moses said, well, what shall I say your name is? How shall I refer to you?
好，这个所以在出埃及记的三章十四节呢，是摩西在接受神的指示，说他应该要去告诉所有犹太人，他们应该要离开埃及，要告诉那个法老说要放犹太人，不要再当奴隶。然后，所以摩西就问神说，那我怎么去告诉大家送我去讲这个话的人是谁？然后神就回答说：“啊，我是那个我是。”
Yeah, and here you see it here. See, God spoke to Moses, and then here, you can see the word here. This is the first person of the verb form haya. He's actually saying ehaya, but that's really this is the first person form of the verb. So here they translate in the English, I am.
你看到那个希伯来文哈，这个红色的笔圈起来的啊，正是那个神对摩西说我是，好，那是以第一人称的方式去讲的。
And in the middle you just have the word asher, which just means like that which is. It's like a relative pronoun. Ben's put the rings around here, and in the middle is the word asher, which that's what they translate that.
哦，好，这个，所以呢，前面是讲我是，然后呢。现在有画横线的那个字就是那个，然后又一次我是，所以我是那个我是，就是耶和华这个名字的来历了。
Okay, but the meaning is going to go a little bit deeper than that. You know, when you look at it from the Hebrew.
好，但是它这个名字的来源比这个还要更深刻一点，尤其是从希伯来文来看的话。
Yeah, and what's going to happen in the next verse? You're going to see those three words where you had the ehaya.It's going to be combined, put into the third person, and made to be a name of one word.
他们等于是把我是那我是把它整合起来变成了一个名字。
Okay, and so God said to Moses, you shall say unto the children of Israel, the Lord. Now he gives them the proper name that he's going to be called. This is Jehovah here. Now God is giving him the name, saying, this is how I will be called.
好，神就告诉他说，那我要被称呼为耶和华，就是你现在看到的被圈起来的 Lord 应该是主嘛，对不对？但是他其实是翻译的时候把它翻成 the Lord， 其实在希伯来文里面就已经是在讲耶和华了。
And you can even see here in the English how the translations will change. Now here is the difference even between this is King James version, you have an old King James and you have a new King James.And the old King James, they use the word Lord, and the new King James uses the word Jehovah.
刚刚看到的有一个圣经是 KJV, 就是詹姆斯国王版本。那下面的是 MKJV, 是现代詹姆斯国王版本。现代版的詹姆斯国王版本呢，就已经把它翻成最下面倒数第二行，一个圈圈，耶和华。
For some reason, the people at the King James Bible place, they had a change of policy, I guess.
所以很明显的呢，就是詹姆斯国王版本，好，就他们的那个所谓翻译的小组啊，在做旧的版本的跟新的版本呢，有了一个很大的一个原则性的改变，所以他们从 the Lord 主翻译成主，后来把它改成翻译成耶和华。
I can just imagine at the King James office building, you know, they must have brought all the theologians in and they probably discussed and argued about this for weeks or months. Should we change it to Jehovah? How should we call us? Because it's a very important point
of
scripture.
Maybe for years.
Maybe for years, yeah.
就你可以想象在这詹姆斯国王圣经的这个翻译大楼里面，这些学者们说不定已经争吵说到底要翻成主。还是要翻成耶和华好几个月或者好几年才最后决定新版本的现代 詹姆斯国王版本要以耶和华来称我们的主。
And actually, there's dozens of English translations of the Bible. You know, the King James, you see, there's just two of these versions.
How many?
Well, I'd say dozens. It could be 40 or 50 different versions of English Bibles that different Bible organizations have done. Some of them are going to say Lord and make it capital letters. Some will be Lord with small letters. Some will be Jehovah. Some will be Yahweh. There's no agreement, of course, because there is no standardized rule.
其实光是英语的这个圣经翻译本就有几十种，那他们其实都有各种不同的翻法，有些是把它翻成 the Lord 主哈，然后用大写，每一个字母都用大写。那有的是 the Lord， 然后大小写啊。那有的人呢用这个耶和华，有的人呢用 Yahweh 哈，就是很多种翻译方式。
I imagine even in the Chinese Bibles, there's probably slightly different ways of putting that in as well, depending on how the translators thought was the best.
而中文的这个翻译版本，我们看来也应该是有很多种翻法，那就看这个翻译者他是怎么想的。
Okay. Now let's have a look at it here. Here's the verb forms on this little chart here. This is out of Exodus 3:14.
好，我们来看一下这个不同的版本哈，从这个出埃及记三章十四节里面的几个字。
Okay, now here you can see these little dots under the four letters here, and these are grammar points.
Grammar.
Oh, not grammar, vowel points. Oh, sorry,
this is for pronunciation.
That's right. Yeah.
好，那在现在你看到最左上方的这个耶和华的名字哦的这个写法。那它其实下面你有没有看到那个希伯来文下面还有一些点点点小的点点，那些字呢其实是为了让母音可以比较好念、
yeah.
但是原始的圣经里面是没有这些下面的这些母音的这个记号。
And even today, when the children are learning Hebrew in Israel, for example, they'll learn with the vowel points. But once they become adults, or once they get through the education system, they take away the vowel points. So by the time you get into, like, I think probably secondary school, they're starting to remove the vowel points.
When you say vowel point, it's only the vowel.
Just the vowels, yeah. So they take the vowels out, and eventually they're reading just consonants only. They understand what it means.
他说在那个希伯来文的这个教导中啊，如果是小朋友的话，他们才会加上这些所谓母音的这些记号，如果等到他们长大了以后，他们的书本就不会再有下面的这个母音记号了。
It's very similar to the way I understand it in the Chinese system. The children, that they'll be learning the pinyin, for example, if you're on the mainland and you have a similar system here, right? But then once you get up to, you know, what grade do they, and theyMaybe sixth grade or something, then they start to take away the pinyin.
Fifth or sixth. 所以就像我们的小孩一样，也是在小学的时候，可能在五六年级的时候，那在大陆就是用拼音，那个波波摩波的注音就不写了。但是小时候，越小的时候，那个书本上都一定会加上注音符号。
And then, like in the Hebrew, of course, once you get familiar with the words, you don't need the vowel points because you know how it's supposed to be pronounced.
所以在这个希伯来文也是一样，大人他看到这些字，希伯来文的这个字就已经知道怎么念了，他就不需要加上拼音，加上那个母音在底下。
Okay, so the verb form that you see of the I am, this is going back to Genesis 3:14. We can look at here, it's a verb, it's called the kal imperfect. And kal is the basic stem, and then imperfect,means that it puts it into like a future kind of a tense. Imperfect really means it's an action but not yet completed.
好，那这个第一行的这个 I am 呢，哈，就是它的整个用的词态，在希伯来文里面，它其实用的是一种未来进行式，就是说它还没有完成的一个词态，在希伯来文已经用这个词态来表现这个耶和华的名字。
I did mention a few weeks ago that in the Hebrew, in the old Hebrew language, the traditional Hebrew, they don't have a future tense and they will use the imperfect instead.
就是说其实希伯来文并没有未来式的这种语法，但是他就用一个这个未完成式来代表未来式。
But it's interesting the way that they would form the sentences. they would sort of, we say, contextualize it. So they would form the sentences so that people would understand we're talking about a future event.
就是说因为从这个在写这个句子的人啊，他一定会有这种前后文的关系，所以所有读的人他就会理解这个在谈的是未来的事情。
But the imperfect here, okay, it means like you're saying something is in existence and it is continuing to exist. So really that's what the Cal imperfect is saying here.
好，这个所以未完成一个未完成式就是说它现在已经存在了而且它还在持续存在中。
In English, probably the best way to say that is being. Something is being. But also implies that it existed in the past, it's existing now, and it's continuing to exist and will exist. So in English, he's being. He's being. I am being. See, really, that's what he's saying with this. I am being who I am being.
对英文来讲就是一个还持续存在的那个状态就是进行式。
Okay,
现在进行式。
Okay, now we're out of time, so we're going to have to stop right now.
我们现在要停下。